The following chapter is dedicated to Ella Mishalevin on her bas mitzvah. Mazel tov, Ella. Chapter 30, The Unlikely Hero. One morning, the doctor of Dobromyssel was called to the home of a child who became ill with a mysterious sickness. While he was there, someone asked him to come to another home. Another child had fallen sick. Soon, the doctor was overwhelmed with ill children, all with fevers and similar symptoms. By now, it was clear that Dobromyssel was suffering from an epidemic, an illness that was spreading quickly through the entire town. For some reason, it mainly affected the children. Jewish and non-Jewish children fell sick, and additional doctors arrived to Dobromyssel from nearby areas. The doctors tried working together to diagnose and heal those who had fallen sick, but they were unable to discover what was causing the illness and therefore could not find a cure for the children. Meanwhile, farmers who raised sheep and cattle began streaming to the home of Zvulun Binyamin, the skinner and animal doctor. To their surprise and dismay, a mysterious disease seemed to have caused their sheep, cows, and goats to fall ill. "Help us," they begged Zvulun Binyamin, "find a cure for our animals. If they die, we will lose our income and our families will starve." By now, Zvulun Binyamin had heard about the illness affecting the children of Dobromyssel, and he wondered if it was the same disease. After investigating both illnesses to the best of his ability, he was more certain than ever that they were the same. He discovered that all the sick children recently drank milk from the same farms where the animals had fallen sick. Within no time at all, news of this discovery spread throughout the town. Everyone was warned not to give any child, healthy or ill, milk from the local farms. The skilled doctors and the residents of Dobromyssel were shocked, but very grateful, that of all people, it was the uneducated skinner, whom they had all made fun of until now, who succeeded in uncovering the cause of the disease that affected their precious children. Zvulun Binyamin continued investigating the illness and soon realized what was causing the animal's sickness. In one grassy area at the edge of the town, a poisonous plant had begun to grow. When any animal ate these plants, the poison entered its blood and damaged its digestive system. The animal grew sick, and its milk was affected as well. Mixing together a number of herbs, Zvulun Binyamin found ways to feed it to the animals. His cure worked, and slowly the animals started to recover. Then he offered a slightly different mixture to the children. It was not long before there was no trace of the illness left in Dobromyssel, to everyone's great relief. The wheel had turned. All at once, Zvulun Binyamin went from being the simplest person in town to a hero. Many people came to thank him, expressing their deep gratitude. The story of Zvulun Binyamin reminded people of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos: "Do not make fun of anyone and do not reject anything, because there is no one who does not have his time and no thing that does not have its purpose." After he had finished his work in Dobromyssel, Zvulun Binyamin traveled to nearby villages to help cure the children and animals that had fallen sick there. He was not in town when the Rav of Dobromyssel stepped onto the bima in the main shul and publicly praised him. "The recent events in our town," said the Rav, "must make us begin improving our behavior and our attitudes. It also teaches us a positive lesson that even one person can do a huge amount of good in this world. Anyone who acts properly and always tries to do what Hashem wants from him can earn the privilege of serving as Hashem's messenger in one way or another." What better example do we have than Zvulun Binyamin? He does not sit on the Mizrach bench in Shul together with the wealthy and prominent men, nor is he known to be one of Dobromyssel's finest scholars. Nevertheless, because of his pure heart and his good midos, Hashem chose him to serve as the shliach to to rescue all of us. This event made a deep impression on Eliezer Reuven, the blacksmith. He was no longer pained that his scholarly son-in-law, Rabbi Yitzchak Shaul, wanted to join him in his work as a smith. Nor did he continue to be shocked at Yitzchak Shaul's close relationship with Zvulun Binyamin, the skinner. He now understood even better than before that Yitzchak Shaul was blessed with an especially good heart, and that he was a most special kind of person. Zvulun Binyamin returned to Deborah Missel to discover that he was now the talk of the town. His neighbors told him about the Rev's speech, and he noticed that everyone treated him with respect. He was very upset. He had tried to live a quiet and peaceful life, and he hated to stand out. He shared his pain with his neighbors, Eliezer Reuven, who was quick to calm him down. However, at the end of Ma'ariv on Friday night, the Rav strode over to where Zvulun Binyamin was standing at the back of the shul. With a beaming smile, the Rav greeted him. "Good Shabbos, Reb Zvulun Binyamin." The simple skinner could not believe his ears. The Rav himself had come over to shake his hand, and he had even added the title Reb to his name. It was all too much for him, and he burst into heartfelt sobs. With tearful eyes, he asked the Rav whether the honor he was now receiving would cause him to lose some of his share of Olam Haba. "Don't worry, Reb Zvulun Binyamin," replied the Rav gently. "If someone runs after honor and demands that people treat him with respect, honor will run away from him and he will lose some of his portion in Olam Haba. Someone like you, however, who runs away from honor, even if honor chases after him, he has nothing to worry about." Zvulun Binyamin was greatly relieved and returned home, calm and happy. The respect that people now showed the uneducated skinner, as well as the friendship and efforts of Yitzchak Shaul, caused a change in Zvulun Binyamin. He succeeded in learning the meaning of the words in the Siddur one line at a time, and began to advance in his Torah studies. All of this, however, was nothing compared to the happiness that swept over him when Yitzchak Shaul asked to speak privately with him for a few minutes. Yitzchak Shaul told him that his father, Rav Nissen, the Melamed of Harki, had found the perfect chassan for his precious daughter, a very pleasant young man who was a Talmud Chacham with Yirah Shemayim. Zvulun Binyamin literally danced with joy. There was no happier person in the entire Deber Missel. Could it be true that he, a simple skinner and animal doctor, would marry a son-in-law who was a Talmud Chacham?